Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, is this the end of the line for Stephen Kenny, or can the Ireland manager turn it around tonight? As the squad get ready to tug out of the Aviva Stadium in Dublin, what can we expect as they face Serbia after a 1-1 draw with Azerbaijan on Saturday, a team ranked 112th in the world? Pressure will be on the players and on Stephen Kenny to get a result and perform tonight. Former Republic of Ireland soccer player and football legend Ray Houghton joins us now. Ray, I'm almost afraid to ask, what can we expect tonight?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, we've looked at the four games so far. We've had two good performances, and both of them have been away to Serbia, where we lost 3-2, and obviously to Portugal, where we lost later on as well. But the home games and matches we're expected to win against Luxembourg and at the weekend against Azerbaijan have been very disappointing when it comes to the scoreline. You know, to only pick up 1 point out of six, and it looks like we're out of qualification, is hard to take when you've only played four games.
Mm-hmm. So what should we look out for tonight in terms of their superstars, if they have Manny, is it Mitrovic? I can't pronounce that properly, but how do we combat their superstar players then?
Well, Mitrovic is the one. He's been in great form, hasn't he, throughout the campaign so far. He's scored plenty of goals. Scored a couple against us, which was pivotal for them winning the game. I think tonight, though, it's about our attitude. You know, our win ratio under Stephen's been really poor. I was looking through previous managers, and we had, you know, the likes of Brian Kerr, I think over 50%. Jack Charlton with 50%. Mick McCarthy, I think, was around about 35, 40%. Stephen's at the moment, with one victory in 15, is working out at 6.76% or 6.7%, which is really, when you look at it from that point of view, is really poor. So that has to change quickly, and hopefully we'll win tonight.
Yeah, but it won't change tonight, Ray. I mean, how does that impact a player's attitude or a team's attitude when they're in the dressing room and they know they have to deliver for themselves and the manager, who might be gone if they don't?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. You know, and you're quite right. It's not just about the manager. It is about the players. You know, the players are the ones that are given the shirt to go out and play. And it's up to them, once they cross that white line, to produce their best football. And in truth, we haven't done that. Now, we're hard to play against. You know, when you look at all the games we've played in, you know, we don't lose games by many goals. But what we aren't doing, we aren't scoring enough goals. And that has been a problem for quite some time now, is that attacking third. We haven't got the players that can open up defences. We haven't got strikers that you would say are very good inside the 18-yard box. And it's hard to, you know, to get them into your squad, but you have to work with the ones you've got and make them better.
So that's the age-old question here. Even since quite soon after Stephen Kenny came to power here with Ireland, is it that he lacks the strategy or management prowess to get the best out of the squad, or that we don't have the players? Which is it? Or is it a mixture of both?
Well, let me just say, I've been in Stephen's company, and he's a very nice man. You know, he's a really intelligent football man. But the reality is you're judged by the results that you get. And that's how we judge previous teams, previous players, previous managers. And the reasons why they lost the job is because they're win ratio wasn't good enough. And as much as we might like an individual, the reality is we have to base it on the facts. And the facts are, at the moment, we aren't doing enough. We are not winning enough games. And whether that's the players aren't good enough or the manager isn't doing his job, I think it's a bit of both, to be honest.
Wow, that's tough, isn't it? It's a tough game, of course. But the irony here is, when you were playing under Jack, you were playing route one a lot of the time, even though you could play on the ground. It's the reverse here almost, or is it? He's trying to play nice football, structured football. Maybe he should go route one?
Well, listen, I keep hearing we're playing nice football, but the reality is that isn't the case. You know, it might be retaining possession, but the facts are, there's two sides to the pitch. It's what you do at one end, defending, and the other end, how to score goals. Mm-hmm. And we're all right one end, where we look okay and we're nice and strong defensively. At the other end, we're really struggling to be creative and to put the ball in the back of the net. And that in itself is where the problem lies for me. If we haven't got enough quality in that area of the field, that final third, we can open up teams and score goals.
Okay. And in a word, is it looking doubtful or dodgy for Stephen Kenny if they don't get a result tonight, Ray?
No, I don't think so. I think what they'll do with the FAI, as they should do, should give him the campaign. Nothing's going to change in the next few matches. as far as that's concerned. But then they have to be, you have to be bold and they have to be honest. And it's not about likability, it's about facts. Okay. And where we've come and what we've done as an international side.
Okay, well, that's the tea up for tonight. Ray Howden, thank you very much indeed. Kickoff is at 7:45. You can listen to live commentary on 2FM or indeed watch it on RTE2.